give to them.
And if somebody comes in that you haven't seen for a long time, how would you tell them that, how would you express your feelings about seeing them?
Oh, I'm glad to see you.
Okay. And how do you describe, say, a man out here owns 500 or 600 acres of land? Without, how much land would that be? How would you describe that without saying 500 or 600 acres? You would say that's a land.
A large land.
Okay. any other ways that you might say a large amount of land? He's got
a huge amount of land.
Okay. And if you don't want to use the word a huge amount or a great deal, but just something else to imply a good bit. Or would you ever use something like, would you ever say he's got a right smart?
Yep.
How would you say that for me in a sentence?
Well, he's got a right smart of land.
Okay. Could you give me any other examples of the way right smart might be used? Would you use it of money or trouble or good luck or bad luck? Would you ever use it in connection with rain? It rained. Would you say that? No?
Not too much, no.
Okay, would you use any of those others? Right smart or money or luck or any such thing? Or pain?
Yes.
What about pain?
Yes.
Say that. Tell me how you would say that in a sentence. Somebody is hurting and say, well, she was in a...
lot of pain.
Uh-huh. And you say you might say right smart?
Yeah, right smart of pain.
Oh. If somebody asks you a question and you want to say something stronger or more enthusiastic than just simply yes, how would you say it? If they say, you know, something like, do you believe in God? You don't want just to say yes. How would you answer them?
Sure, I believe in God with that.
Yes, that's what I'm asking. Any other ways you think of you might say that? Why?
No.
Okay. It wasn't just a little bit hot yesterday. It was... put a word in front of hot there. It was
real hot.
Okay. And is there an expression that you might use, and I know because you're a very refined person that would not be a very shocking expression, but if you were trying to do something with a hammer and you hit your finger and hurt it, what might you say to indicate that you hurt yourself and you're indignant with it?
Well, I have said, oh my God, a lot of times.
Okay, all right, that's what I wanted. No. Any other expressions of surprise? Just surprise. You drop a dish and break it. Somebody scares you, you look up and they're there. What might you say in one of those situations?